Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, Los Angeles, Orange County, the United States, if not the rest of the world. Good morning. Today's show, Laws of Cure, what you need to ask yourself. If you are symptomatic, if you are sick, if you are healthy, if you are radiantly healthy, there are perspectives in medicine, perspectives in healing, perspectives in cure, ways of approaching your health or your disease, however you want to view it, that make the difference between success and failure. Really, there is a philosophy to healing, a theology to healing. There's a methodology, but more than anything, there's a basis, and that basis is your attitude. Not to judge you, not to say you have to change your attitude, but really to say the critical thing for you, if you're interested in health, is to create the perspective, the right perspective on the journey. The right perspective on the journey. Healing is a journey. There's no two ways about that. All of us doctors know that the issue with the public is that they don't want to understand it as a journey. They want to understand it as a pit stop. Just one quick little stop on this unfortunate detour, and then you're back on the road, resuming all normal activities that got you sick in the first place. It doesn't work that way. That's the Western model. The Western holistic, the Western allopathic model. That's the Kaiser Permanente model. And we all say, yes, 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 we know. But if you really watch the public course through a healing, you see where they don't understand. So if you find yourself in this journey, understand you're in a journey. And you may see, really, from the day you had your symptom to the present, 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago, you may just be continually looking for that one stop, one doctor, one moment where you're going to see everything turn around and finally someone fix the problem. You must get off that misconception. That is delusion. That is myopia. That being said, what does that leave you? It leaves you a sheet of paper and a bunch of questions to ask yourself. And that's today's show. Because if you take all the people you ever knew, if any doctor took all the people they ever knew that actually cured something, I don't mean made their headache go away one day, and I don't mean improve their menstrual flow, and I don't mean help the symptom. I mean cured a disease. People do cure disease. Autoimmune disease, cancer disease, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease. People do cure it. They don't cure it often. That's right. They don't cure it often, but we have always, if you check the literature, if you get around, if you work with sick people, you observe people across the board curing diseases that were not supposed to be cured. Now, that's in the literature. It's in personal testimony. And it's true, but it's not the usual course. So we have sporadic, isolated incidences of cure. No denying that. But if you took all those people in all the places in all the world and you took all of them and put them together in one group, it would all be the same for them all. Meaning it's a journey. Meaning they had to adopt an attitude that allowed them to sustain a journey, and this is the point where they adhered, explored, prospered from the laws of cure. So today's show is the laws of cure. Healing is about adhering to natural law. Natural law means if you do it, it works 100% of the time, not 50% of the time. That's the power of natural law. Now, how do you make that tangible? Well, you have to ask yourself questions. So you're going to have a sheet of paper today, and you're going to ask yourself a bunch of questions. You're also going to get to my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's two T's, straighttalk.cc. And you're going to go to today's show, show 274. We have 274 hours from 5 years ago of a backlog of shows that you want to absorb, because they are about the laws of cure. Each show is a different perspective in cure. That's as opposed to each show is about what you do or what you take to cure. I never say this is what you do to cure. I say this is one of the things you do to feed your body so it integrates on its own the cure for you. These are very different things functionally. For as much as the public always says yes, they really, when you watch them work with it, they don't understand this deeply enough. Even the practitioners do not understand this deeply enough. So this is a politically incorrect show, because it asks you to grab more profoundly what's right there on the tip of your nose, but you don't want to see it. So show 274, the laws of cure, what you need to ask yourself. And the first thing you need to ask yourself, and you're going to see, you need an education to understand these questions. So my regular audience will, if you're new to the show, get on that website. First question, are you building garbage faster than you're taking it out? Now, I made that one very simple. What do you have? Do you have an autoimmune disease? Do you have joint pain? Do you have cancer? Do you have ulcerative colitis? Are you senile or going there quickly? Do you have Parkinson's? Do you have Alzheimer's on the way? What do you have? Well, I have a question for you, so write it down. Are you building up garbage faster than you're taking it out? Now, that's a simple question, and it's simply phrased. But we can get away from all the nonsense of higher science and all the aristocracy and futility of higher science, in the sense that no matter what and how you understand the disease, something's always building up that isn't being taken away. And if things build up faster than they're taken away, you've got big problems. Now, what does it mean then? How do we translate that? Well, first of all, taking away means your exits. Are your exits clogged? Exits meaning what? Is your skin working? And that does mean, are you sweating? Are you going to the bathroom and defecating 2 to 3 times a day? Does your bile flow? Does your lymph move? Do all the exits that take out the garbage that build up in the body moving out faster than it builds up? And have you had that experience? Do you have discourse with cleaning a kidney, cleaning a gallbladder, moving the lymph, creating a body that sweats profusely, easily, with minimal prompting? And if you've got that under your belt, that's an experience for you to write down, check off, and say, I think I'm reasonably effective at moving the garbage out faster than the garbage builds up. Now, we're going to go on like this. And instead of focusing on the disease, instead of focusing on the symptom, instead of scanning radio shows and YouTube clips for some herb that's going to solve your problem, you're going to understand that if you answer these questions, then what you're doing is adhering, prompting, initiating natural law, the natural laws of cure. This is how people do it. They don't do it the other ways. Yes, I suppose there are isolated miracles where somebody takes a certain supplement and their brain tumor goes away. I suppose there are people that get healed by hand. But I can tell you from being in the field, deeply involved in the field, by and large, these things don't happen. But if you put together all the people in the whole world in a decade that really took themselves out of deep disease, you would see what they all had in common. Now, that's my forte. That's where I study. That's where I study deeply. All right. Are you building garbage faster than you're taking it out? Question one. Question two. Have you accelerated your rate of precipitation? Precipitation. So get to the website and take a look at some of the pictures, because precipitation, it's a word you don't have relationship with. Picture one. There's a test tube with a bunch of crystals in it. Picture two. There is a test tube where you can see there's an active precipitation, meaning that the liquid was clear and colorless. And then out of that clear and colorless liquid came something that looked like snowflakes or a snowball or a cloud. Solid matter precipitating or forming or coagulating out of clear liquid. Solid matter precipitating or forming or coagulating out of clear liquid. Now get this. Really get this. In the space between the cells, your body is always doing some form of this. In the space between the cells, your body is always doing some form of this. Are you precipitating rapidly or are you precipitating slowly? Were you precipitating rapidly? And now, did you transform yourself into a chemistry, into a body chemistry where you're not precipitating at all? Now let's put these two concepts together. Someone that's precipitating too quickly, making too much sediment, and somebody that's not removing that sediment fast enough. That's question one and two. Now, right there, if you're precipitating too quickly and you're not removing it fast enough, you're going to get sick. If you want to know where disease starts, it starts right there. Now, we can take your disease and we can bring it to the halls of science. And we can build upon, in the scientific method, all sorts of studies around that disease, but it simply comes down to, did it build up faster than it moved out? And the two variables about that, that control that, are how fast do you precipitate crystals and how easily do you remove them through the portals of excretion? Which is to say to you, symptomatic, sick, healthy, in desire of being healthier than you are, do the things to reduce precipitation and do the things to enhance excretion. That's pretty simple. We would barely need to go on. You'd barely need to ask yourself anything more. Could it be that it's that simple? Could it be that we've built an ivory chair society, that we've built tall towers to make the simple complex? Could it be that you've been misdirected? Could it be that the years you've looked for cure have simply been because the perspective was off? I ask you to think about that. I ask you to consider that what I'm saying is just common sense. Well, you say, what crystals? What crystals are we talking about? Picture number three.